Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting 7th. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dennis Bennett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Bennett. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford bunts towards 3rd. Jones fields it and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Jones fields it, throws to 2nd for 1, and over to 1st, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buzzard, and towards Ward, who fields it and throws to 1st for the out. Green moves to 2nd. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Ward fields it, throws to 2nd for 1, and over to 1st, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Skowron reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Buford reaches second base with a double. Buzzard moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bennett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosger moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Bennett covering, for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Buzzard moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Green takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Skowron moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skowron moves to third. Romano moves to second. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dulaba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Gosger moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dulabo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Dulaba covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Dulaba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dulaba takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dulaba moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Dulaba moves to third. Green moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Dulaba scores. Green moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantilla strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dulabo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.